up, everybody? Welcome into the latest edition of the Leadership Library, hosted by author of the book, Tighten the Lug Nuts, Rocky Romanella. Rocky brings over 40 years of business experience as a high-level executive and CEO to the podcast to help you find your leadership aha moment. So if you're looking to become a better leader for your team or organization, grab a notebook and a pencil and get ready for the next edition of the Leadership Library.
Suit up. You're ready to play. Welcome to the Leadership Library podcast. I'm your host, Rocky Romanella. We've been talking about this whole concept of promotion and the individual raising their hand, asking, put me in, coach. You as the leader coming to the conclusion that they are the right person for that next promotion, or they are that right person to be on the field of play, or they are that right person to do the additional things that you believe they can do. And so I think that between the two of you, the individual being promoted and the individual who was doing the promotion, you've now put aside any ambiguity, right? Ambiguity is, you know, kind of defined as this doubtfulness or uncertainty of what your meaning or intention was. You both now understand what it is that you want. You want to be in. We believe you can be. We've cleared up all ambiguity. If you or in any way, shape, or form have any confusion, at this point I'd stop you and say, look, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to raise your hand. Now's the time to raise your hand. Don't assume that because I ask a question, people think I may not be ready. I do think, you know, if both of you have to be on that point, that page where there's no ambiguity, you clearly understand your role and responsibility as the promotee. I clearly understand what I expect of you as the promoter. Once we clear up any ambiguity, we now have the opportunity to, we just improved our success rate tenfold. But once again, if you have any questions, do not hesitate to ask any of those questions. Then I think it's important for you as the individual being promoted to understand, you know, it's about getting results, but it's about getting results the right way. So I need to lay out a plan for myself. I need to understand what it is that you expect of me. My personality and my style starts to come out. What are the things I'm going to do? How am I going to do that? As the leader, you have to set the tone from the top. Because as the promotee, I'm going to watch you. How do you handle yourself? In how do you have that difficult conversation with someone? How do you get prepared for meetings? What are the things that you do? Remember, I only watch this from a distance. Now I've been allowed under the cover. I've been behind the curtain now. I understand. Remember before it used to be don't pay attention to the person behind the curtain? Well, now I'm behind the curtain and I am in that sphere of people behind the curtain. So how do I understand what are the things to do? I'm going to watch you. So as the leader, everything I do speaks. How I conduct myself so important. I set the tone from the top. And as the promotee, you're starting to understand that the biggest thing that you don't know is what you don't know. And once you accept that you're not going to have all the right answers as the new promotee, you're not going to be able to answer every question somebody asks you. Once you start to gain confidence that it's okay not to know, but you're willing to learn, that's when you start to learn exponentially. When you don't feel that way, when you're afraid to ask questions, when you're afraid to raise your hand because you think it's a sign of weakness, that at that point is what it sort of filters your learning. It sort of becomes almost a roadblock to knowledge. Knowledge is gained through experience, but also through the interaction with other people. So between the two of you, you've got a leader that believes in you until you're ready to believe in yourself, and you have the willingness to learn. You have the willingness to be the best, the brightest, the most informed, and best educated person in the industry. So that's your role in this process. You've accepted it. You believe it. Now you have to learn it and start to gain the success for it. And the last thing I would say quickly is, as a leader, it's always good to find a way to get a win for somebody early. Maybe there's a, for example, maybe there's a, if it's a salesperson, there's a customer that you're trying to win. You've got a relationship with that customer. Maybe you go on that sales call and help them close that deal and they get their first win. It's always good to get your first win, right? It's like when you get up to bat, first time, you want to get your first hit. You know, as a teacher, you want to have your first test that you've graded and people have done well on it. So everybody wants their first at some point to happen. So if you can help them with that, why not? So that's a responsibility. Those are the responsibilities of the person wanting to be put in, the person making the promotion, and the combination of the teamwork of you two working together to help make it successful. It's always a great day when you can see people grow and develop, and nothing's more important than you having a responsibility in the growth of an individual. Thanks for being part of the Leadership Library. If there's questions that you have, please feel free to email me at rockyromanello@gmail.com or visit the website www.tightenthelugnuts.com. Certainly love to hear from all of you, and we'll answer your questions on subsequent podcasts. Thanks, and thank you for being part of the Leadership Library family.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Leadership Library. If you want to get in on the action, head to tightenthelugnuts.com or shoot an email to rockyromanella@gmail.com, and Rocky will answer your question on one of the next episodes. And until then, remember, the pace of the leader determines the pace of the pack. Thank you for listening.